Once again, I didn't start the show early, so therefore, anybody out there that's listening, don't worry. Hope everybody is going out tomorrow and vote. Voting is very, very, very important. You got to go out and vote, y'all. Because if we don't vote, we get Trump in there, you know, slavery going to start all over again. Like, what the devil's going on? Y'all have to excuse me for the inconvenience at the time. But I'm here. Coming up soon, I know we got the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza right here in Philadelphia. And that's going to be jumping off within the second week in January. So we're looking for models, up-and-coming designers, even artists. That's the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza. And that's going to be at the Afro-American Museum, 7th and Arts in downtown Philly. So that last time I did it, it was very, very, very nice. We had different designers from all over, models from New York all the way down to Baltimore. So it came out real nice. And part of the proceeds go to Doc B's. So that's definitely a good thing because my mother and my sister has diabetes. So we try to keep it all in the family. And some of the models that were in the actual event had, I think, type 2 diabetes, if I'm correct. So we got to eat right. We got to take care of ourselves by eating right, mentally and spiritually, and also working out. I mean, diabetes is killing people left and right. So you got to keep your heads up. But since we're on, I think I'm going to tighten y'all up with something nice y'all can listen to. And we're going to be right back in a couple minutes. Just give me something for you to listen to. And here, go right here.
If I don't give it hot, then the whole thing flop. From the California coast down to the dirty south, living in the ATL, kept the grill in my mouth. Now I'm living back in stacks, got this whole track burning. California fig, got the whole back swerving. Laws of attraction, yeah, boy, action. Beating on this beat like Rampage Jackson. About to get it cracking, show me where the stage at. Now I'm shining bright in the light, not the basement. Looking for replacement, settle for retirement. All them garbage rappers, they be bad for the environment. Quick to spit flames. If you wanna play the game, I can go for 9 frames. I can hit for 9 innings. I can shoot for 4 quarters. If you wanna make it hot, I'm the mix of baking soda.
Man, here we go, I'm hot. If the pukas in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'm hot. Here we go, I'm hot. If the pukas in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting.
Oh yeah, the second time. Quick to spit the first verse, hit him with the second rhyme. Hit him like a club of lane, jab him like Apollo Creed. If you really want it hot, I can give you what you need. No need for a plea, we can sign a treaty. I'ma steal from the rich, then give it to the needy. No need being greedy, but I gotta keep the gas on. When I get my money right, I really get my math on. Then I'll get my stack on, dressing all black on. In a pack with a rat, about to get my Mac on. North High Prodigy, summertime calling me. Make it hot, Tupac. Springtime stalling me. Now you see they loving me. Take a trip to Florida. See what's good, make it happen. Take a stop in Georgia. Then it's back to the capital. Burning California. Sacramento accidental. Quick to run up on ya.
Man, here we go, I'm hot. If the pukas in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'm hot. Here we go, I'm hot. If the pukas in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment.
I be ready for a rumble. See, I'm the winner, but my style stay humble. Now I'm about to tangle, ready for a strangle. Ready for a fight in the night with a bangle. Boy, what's your angle? Your people got a game plan. Now I'm about to shut it down and change the whole game plan.
Change the whole game, man.
This is what we do. I'ma hit him with the wildcat, then the run and shoot. Then I change it with an audible and call out for a spread. I'ma catapult opponents if I need to get ahead. No need in looking back, I'ma settle for the fact. I be laughing at the Raiders as they falling on their back. If I don't give it hot, then tell me why not. If I don't give it hot, then the whole thing stop.
Man, here we go, I'm hot. If the proof is in the music, come and tell me why not. Cause money they wanna hate, so I let them say hey. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'm hot. Here we go, I'm hot. If the proof is in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them say hey. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting.
I played the music, and then the brother we got coming on here today is like, shoot, he could do some stuff. Hold on. Yeah. What's up? This is Jazzo back again. Hope everybody out there had a good weekend. You know what I mean? This weekend was like mad nice. The weather was crazy, but you definitely got to watch this weather because this weather is bananas because it's 75, 65, 80, then it goes down to 40, 42. Then, you know what I mean? You never know because you go sick as a dog in a minute. But I've got a guest up here. I got my man, Sincere, the DJ, extraordinaire. What's up, Sin?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, so I'm not really a guest, man. I'm just your friendly neighborhood program director, just dropping in for a couple of minutes and what's good. You know what I mean? It's been a couple of weeks since you've been on the, you know, been, since you've been on the airwaves. So we just, you know, checking on things, trying to smooth the transition for you. But, you know, we only got about 24 hours before we start finding out who's going to be the next person in the Oval Office. I don't know whether or not Philadelphia or, you know, Pennsylvania, period, has early voting. Is there early voting in your state?
No, they got the voting with the elders that can't come out, the like the pre-voting where they sign it and they collect the ballots or whatever.
Absentee
voting. Other than that,
You mean absentee voting?
Yes.
Okay.
Other than that, matter of fact, I'm working the polls tomorrow. That's crazy. I'm on my block. And then I'm a committee person with the board, the eighth division. So, you know.
All right, now you make sure I don't know funny business. Yeah, you make sure I don't know funny business be going on over there. Don't be letting nobody be trying to, you know, intimidate no folks in the wrong kind of way or in any kind of way for that matter. Make sure everything is on the up and up. And I definitely encourage all my folks out there, Dirty Basement Radio, please. You know, go out and vote. Whether you want to vote for Trump, whether you want to vote for Clinton, or whether you don't want to vote for either one of them, go and vote anyway. You know, even if you got to, hold your nose, go and vote. If you don't want to vote the top of the ticket, then vote everybody else. You know, vote all your local representatives and your local senators, and make sure that, you know, the people that are responsive to your community are back in office. You know what I mean? So if we do end up with a total maniac, you know, because they're both maniacs, so it depends on what level of mania that you want. We could have a total maniac or a partial maniac. So if you want to have the total maniac, at least we could have something to, you know, do our best to balance that off. But somebody's going to be president one way or the other. So
I'd rather be Hillary.
I do suppose, you know, like I said, you could either have, you know, total insanity or you could have partial insanity. I guess I'll take the partial insanity and, you know, roll the dice with that, no doubt about it. But it's gonna be going down tomorrow, so I encourage all my people to get out there. You know, get out there if you got the day off. Go out there early because, you know, there's gonna be a lot of madness that's gonna be going on. You know, if you you know, there's been a lot of I've been hearing there's been a lot of places that used to be available in different states and different areas aren't available anymore. They've a lot of places have opened up less polling areas. They've put different kind of restrictions. Well, now the early voting is over now, but in a lot of places, you know, they did their best to curtail a lot of these things because they know that, you know, those kind of situations in different kind of areas, they do lean to be more Democratic. So, you know, people that had the opportunity to kind of, you know, squelch that down, they definitely took the opportunity to do so. So, you know, lines may be long tomorrow. I understand it's not going to be the enthusiasm because, you know, Obama's not running anymore, even though as far as I'm concerned, they need to rethink that whole third term thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, definitely.
You know, because with Hillary and Trump, I'm like, man, y'all should just let Obama stay.
You gonna get some revenge on a couple cats. Like, yeah, Maybe y'all talking trash.
Yeah, well, I think to a degree that's what they all do. Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely gonna be crazy.
That's gonna be history in the making too. It's gonna be history in two ways, because she'll be the first female to be president, and then the first husband and wife to ever be president.
Yeah, definitely, that's true. That's very true. So it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be an interesting thing. But you already have a lot of these, you know, Republicans. They've already been, you know, making noise, and they've already been grumbling about if Hillary does end up being the president. You know, they're gonna go into total gridlock mode, the same way that they've been for the past 8 years, and still nothing is really gonna get done. You know, there's probably gonna be one hearing after the next. They're gonna keep a bogged down in all kind of hearings, and they're gonna keep looking into, you know, whether it's Benghazi or whether it's the email thing, and you know, it's just gonna be real crazy. So, you know, they may decide that being that Democrat is president, if she does become president, that 8 people on the Supreme Court is fine. So we have to wait and see how all that turns out. So it's going to be real crazy. But, yeah, it's Dirty Basement Radio. I'm hanging out with my dude Jazzo, getting the kinks out. Telephone lines are open.
Man.
Yeah, telephone lines are open if you want to holler at us. 646-478-4069. Chopping it up with a little bit of politics. We're going to jump into a little bit of music. This is right on point right here. You've been hearing this on Dirty Basement Radio a bit. New music coming from Billy Dance, coming from the world-famous M.O.P. You already know who that is, right? All right, this is his new solo joint. This is called 6 O'Clock Briefing. Dirty Basement Radio. Election day is tomorrow, y'all. It's real serious.
This great nation of ours. Good evening, Mr. President. Time for your 6 o'clock briefing. I've been trying to get you on the line all weekend. David Duke has took control of the precinct, and they're really treating our people indecent. As a proud black man, I listen to your speeches. 8 years now, you was able to reach us. Well, the game's on. It's fourth quarter, our people are being slaughtered, and you sitting in the bleachers.
Segregation.
No, we all God creatures. Protect the people with your features.
Yes,
there is a Black Lives Matter group, and they're the only people Black Lives Matter to. We know you did what you had to do. You gon' get some screw faces and a little attitude. But all in all, we ain't mad at you. It's just another thing that we gon' have to battle through. Watch for the race war, where you, Michelle, and the girls battle when we face off. Hit the tarmac, Air Force One, and take off to a foreign land to reveal a better plan.
No,
I'm sorry, sir, something we can't understand. Especially with the issues in Chicago on our hands. Especially with the issues out in Newark on our hands. For the fact that if you black, you can't get a grant. Jesse Jackson cried at your inauguration. With the tears of joy, did he know what we be facing? We lifted you to the top from the basement. We do not want to feel like it's a displacement. You should not disconnect from what we're facing, or turn a blind eye
and try to erase it. Would you tell us what the truth is? Is it mass production on designer nooses? We ain't trying to hear no excuses. Who do we hold accountable for all the shootings? Who's responsible for the piranhas y'all recruiting? Is it something that you bring up when you at the UN? We're still mourning over Sean Bell and Trayvon. And you know I could go on, but the beat ain't that long. I'm gone, back to the real world. Give my regards to Michelle and the girls.
Back in the 80s and 90s, niggas was getting money. Bricks was 20. Shorties running around with the missiles on straight dummy. Them legs on them chickens was spreading like gin rummy. Dealing with a bad hand, but we dealt with it like a man. Got our fingernails dirty, we dealing it hand to hand. Never laid it to heart that the government had a plan. Shit, they let us on the plane with just Vaseline and Saran. So we assembled our 18s, hopping out of them vans. 5.0s and typhoons for ghetto tycoons. Car booties got moist when them engines was thrown. Should blame it on Ronald Reagan, he let all the cocaine in. Papa Bush was the head of the CIA then. One of his chemists made a mixture called crack. It attaches to melanin, so it's worse if you're black. Nancy Reagan waged the war on drugs. Translation in the ghetto, it's a war on us. Back then
it's
it was Reagan
money. Two for the block. 36 months for a $5 rock. Mama's rent is 900, but it's 20 for my chain. The more things change, the more that they stay the same. It's Obamanomics. It's Obamanomics. Come on.
Fast forward to 2012, we still in hell. OGs is dead, just coming home or still in jail. It's like they coming to a new world, the aftermath of crack. A rapper owns a team, the president is black.
Right.
Yet and still, most of us in the trap. The game's evolving, but most of us can't adapt. Back in 90, our troops invaded Iraq. 2012, Obama just brought them back. Back then, you was killing them in the lack. Now they act like you can't stun if it's under 100 racks. We've got no seeds. Dro is the new hustle. It's a million CEOs. Every rapper is Russell. We eat McDonald's, wash it down with our Coca-Cola. Hopes of being rich reduced a lotto at the local store. You really ballin' or you really poor? Eating or eating off the floor. We call it Obama
money. Two for the block. 36 months for a $5 rock. Mama's rent is 900, but it's 20 for my chain. The more things change, the more that they stay the same. It's Obamanomics. It's Obamanomics. Come on. It's Obamanomics.
Yeah. This is your boy back in the house, Jazzo. And we got Belinda Carter James in the house. What's up, Belinda?
Yes, I'm in the house. Hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's going on?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I had a good time yesterday. I went out to the marathon. The New York City marathon.
Uh-huh.
I went out there so I can cheer on some of the runners, and by the time I got out there, it was about maybe 4 o'clock, I was in the Bronx, and people were not running anymore. They were walking. They were exhausted because, you know, they started from Staten Island at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So now it's 4 o'clock, and they still had about 6 more miles to go, you know, so that's really exciting, cheering them on.
That's what's up. I heard we got a legend in the house that's going to be on radio today.
Yes, I'm so excited. The legendary
I know that's right.
Publicist, guru, Angelo Ellaby, and he has a new book out, so we're going to hear all about it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How you feel about the election? I know you're going to vote tomorrow, right?
Yes, I'm going to vote, and I'm taking my son as well. He's 18. I hope his name is on the paper, because we sent in his registration form about 2 months ago, but, you know, they usually send you something in the mail that says where you're supposed to vote, and we didn't get that. So I'm going to drag him with me anyway and hope that his name is there so he can place his vote. You know?
That's up.
I hope a lot of the millennials come out, you know, because they wanted Bernie Sanders, you know, to be their candidate, but I hope that they go for Hillary. And this is a close race, so we can't sleep.
Yeah, definitely.
Cannot
definitely.
Sleep.
We can't mess it up. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah, so probably vote around 12 noon. My son has to go to school first, and then after he goes to school, we'll go vote, and then he has to go to work at 3 o'clock, so we got to get it in. So I wonder if the lines are going to be really, really long.
It's you. I'm working tomorrow. I got to be there at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock, so we're looking at 13 hours I'm going to be there.
Oh, okay. That should be pretty exciting. Will you be doing anything live on Facebook?
Yeah, you know I am. you know I am. I'm gonna go crazy with it. Like, oh, like, hey, who are you voting for? No Republicans in this area. It's like, I just got nominated. Yeah, I just got nominated for a committee person. I was talking to Buster Sincere. He was on because I ended up coming on the air real early this time, and Brother Sincere was on here, and we're just talking about the election and everything. And I was telling him that I just got elected committee person for the 51st ward here in Philadelphia. So I was like, wow, that's a good thing. So maybe Hillary can elect me. I got elected.
That would be a powerful thing. You know what? I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you saw this in the news, and I can't remember the woman's name. It's a congresswoman. Actually, she's coming up for another term and stuff. Her 13-year-old son. She had a argument with her 13-year-old son about his report card. He went to the precinct and reported it and showed the police where his mother hit him with a broom. The police went to the mother's home and arrested her. This is a black woman. I have to bring that up because I don't know any black child that has the balls.
Yo, that's scary.
And tell them, and then, and this is not, you know, a mother on crack or anything that's abusing the child. She's in Congress. She's getting ready to get reelected again. And this is what you think you can do? Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. See, man, this is just some bananas.
No Christmas. He would be on such punishment, you know, because in this day and age, you can't really hit a child because it seems like they're immune to you hitting them. It just doesn't hurt anymore, you know. It's like, yeah, I could take that. Yeah, that was nothing, you know. So you got to, like, take stuff from them, like a Game Boy or – not Game Boy, that's old school. I don't know, PlayStation, Xbox, you know, stuff like that. I know this can't go. I don't know what kind of talking to he had, you know, got from his mom when he got home. But, baby, that couldn't have been my son.
I know that's right.
It just couldn't. You take care of him, you do the best you can, and you think you can go to the police? Oh. And now she has all kind of fines that she has to pay. You know, she got show up in court. This is embarrassing to her colleagues and everything. And I don't know.
I can't see how they even went to lock her up. Yeah, that's crazy. How they gonna go lock her up, the congresswoman? Like, and this is like his word of mouth, like, for real?
Well, he had a mark on his body, that's why. So I think it's like child endangerment or abuse or something, because she left a mark on him, and she hit him with a broomstick.
Hey, one thing is another. She should use some newspaper or a phone book next time.
I don't know. And that's what's wrong with some kids these days. They think that, you know, they can be punished and they could just go to the police, but the police aren't the ones that take care of you 24/7. So,
exactly.
Really. So I would love to know what kind of punishment he got when he got home. Oh, man, I wish I was a fly on the wall.
You are crazy. Well, let's go into your guest, or our guest, I should say, and bring Mr. N to the one.
Did he walk through the
door?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hello, Mr. Angelo.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, we good.
And
I was letting you listen to the show before we plugged you in, bro.
Quite entertaining. Yeah, Belinda brings the noise, huh?
Yeah, true indeed.
Well, everybody, I have to let y'all know.
Hold on, let me introduce you real good. I got to let y'all know that Belinda Charter James, the media queen, then brought in icon in the industry, and she's going to go further with introducing them, but this brother been waiting for like 10 minutes very, very adamantly. Belinda, go ahead. You do the honors.
Oh, my God. What can I say? Angelo has been in this entertainment or this business that we call entertainment for over 46 years. I mean, he's just phenomenal. He's worked at several record companies. He's worked in artist development. He's worked with such names as Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige. But I just want you to hear it from him, you know. This is going to be a really exciting show, especially for those who want to get in the entertainment field. And it doesn't matter how much he talks about his book and what's in it, you are not going to be able to absorb it all tonight. Your head will probably explode by the time he finishes. And that's why I'm so glad he put it all in a book. So this way, when he leaves this earth, when he decides he's had enough, and he wants to leave planet Earth to go to maybe Mars, you know, that we will still have the legacy of this book, which is called, and it's a perfect name, Ask Angelo. So with that, I'd like to introduce you guys to Angelo Ellaby, the premier publicist. Hi, Angelo.
Greetings to the both of you. I must simply say, what an eloquent introduction. I'm afraid to talk at this point. Belinda, thank you very, very much. And I got a chance to listen to your intro of the show, and I find you two both to be entertaining while being informative. So I say bravo to the both of you all.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Angelo, what made you decide to write this book?
Well, you know, very much to what you say in your intro, or what you said in your introduction, I believe in the power of my people. I believe that education and stimulating and motivating young people, millennials, about the importance of this industry, about the importance of the entertainment industry, more like in the music industry. I believe that it's important that every individual on the face of this earth that breathes should serve as a mentor to our young people. We need to educate and motivate them. We need to mentor them. It does take a village to raise a child. I guess, Belinda, when you were talking talking about the assemblywoman raising her child and taking that broom and beating his ass because he got bad grades. Those are the kinds of things that it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes a village, and it takes a parent, and it takes people to love a child to simply say, this is my way of expression. I don't want you to go through what I went through. I want you to be educated. And any time I send you to school, I don't send you to school to play. I send you to school to understand the history and the struggle of what it takes for anyone to maintain a family and to fight for a family. And the only way that we win in this America, in this white America, is through education. Education is something that they can never take away from us. Education is something that is valuable. It is life. It's your lifeline. And when you're not educated, you see what is happening or what has happened from the – man, we can go back to 200 years and what has happened to our history of our people, how many contributions we made. Thank God for this president that exists today, that he's able to give us a museum that tells the story of the plight of people of color. So, yeah, I wrote the book because it is about enriching lives. And I used the names of people that I thought that young people, millennials, would be able to relate to. They can relate to a DMX, and they can relate to a Mary J. Blige and Alicia Keys. And when you get into the body of the book, I talk about Buju Banton. I talk about Shabba Ranks, Junior Gong. I talk about Genuine. I talk about all these people. There's been well over 700 artists that have come across my office. And I talk about the individual ones that I taught and educated them and gave them what I thought was fuel and knowledge. I am not about the game of music. I'm about the education of the music industry. So many of our young people are at such a misfortune because we go into this industry blinded, wanting to be a star and not understanding if you take that word and spell it back backwards, that's just what you're going to be, a part of that community. You have to go into this industry with an understanding that it's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. And if it's a part-time job, then you shouldn't take the job because the application says full-time. This is not instant coffee. This is not instant coffee. This is brewed coffee. It takes some time to hit. Then you need to be really clear about who you build your camp around, who your team members are. Because, you know, the demons come in disguise. They come as managers. They come as friends. They come as girlfriends and boyfriends. And then when they get inside, they tear it down and believe that you should be giving to them and taking care of them. Then they become yes people. They don't tell you your wrongs or your rights. They're just going to keep getting that check. You need to be very, very clear about this business. It's gangsta. And any time that you prepare yourself, you wind up losing. You can't lose in this. You got to stay in the race. Because if you stay in the race, eventually you got to win the race. But if you come out of the race, you never know if you win or if you're going to lose in it. So for 46 years, I decided to stay in the race, make a sacrifice, and fall in love with what I chose to do. I'm married to this industry. I can never divorce myself from this industry. I tell young people that it's very important that they're very selective with their managers. I meet so many young kids each and every single day that always tell me, yeah, man, you should talk to my manager. And I say, why the hell am I talking to your manager when I'm sitting here talking to you? Don't you know your business? Don't you know what's going on in your business? If you don't, then there's a problem. Because you have to understand, when you go to find that manager, it's all about, first of all, looking like you're going to find a partner, a spouse, a girlfriend, someone you want to marry. Go into a courtship for 6 or 7 months. Find out about this selected manager this person that you want to call your manager. If it works out and you think y'all vibe, then you need to go into an engagement. You need to get engaged. Find out where the apex of the success that he or she can take you to. Find out and ask blatant questions. Do you get high? Do you gamble? Because if you get high and you gamble, you ain't gambling my career away, and you ain't getting high and not going to do my business the way it's supposed to get done. Simple questions. Questions that we'll never ask anyone because we're ashamed to ask them. But then 2 years down the road, when you find that you don't have no money in your account because they sniffed it up and they smoked it up, and now you don't have nothing because you gave them power of attorney to sign your checks and negotiate your deals. Go into your deals knowing everybody. Know the receptionist. Know the A&R person. Know the A&R administrator. Know what your splits are. Know what your royalty statements are. You need to know it. Meet with your bookkeepers. Meet with your accountants. You do it. Not the manager. You do it. You ain't that damn busy.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm loving that. And that's how a lot of people get lost in the industry because they don't have one thing about and here even here in Philly, is no they don't have an education. There's a lot of talent here. I mean, I think it's one of the most talented cities in the United States, but they don't have the education wise. And that's one of the things that I'm based on with me mentoring, even here with me coming into the industry as a dancer, is to educate, make results, and change lives. But I want to ask you a question, like, out of all the artists you have worked with that came through your office, what were some of the artists that, I mean, when you first saw them, you knew they were stars?
Well, you know, I was really, really fortunate. A lot of them who came to me came with star power. Mary J. Blige had already hit, but she needed an education of the music industry. She needed to understand that when she came to me, she didn't have a manager. So the record label was really the manager. And then her sister became a part of the team. So what I'm saying here is, you need to take the time to understand stardom. Somebody can't just put you in the recording studio, hit, make the record, make a kicking track, make the record, make a pulsating. You go out and sell a million records, and then you cussing people out. You busting up. You can't do that. So when Mary came to me, I was able to sit down and go over the various mistakes that she had made in her career. And I had relationship with her. You know, I don't read bios, man, and I don't listen to no music. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that I do because I don't. I never sold a record a day in my life. I never sold a record a day in my life. And if you come to my office, if you come to my home, I don't put that stuff on my walls. I sell talent, and I can't hang talent on the wall. I want to make sure that they're prepared. I want to make sure that they're prepared to know their business. I want to make sure that they can sit in the boardroom and orchestrate their meetings, be astute and intelligent to ask questions about the who, what's, when's, and where's, and why's of this agreement and this deal. I want to prepare them to sit back and talk with Barbara Walters and kings and queens and not go through all this, yeah, man, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, you feel me? No, I don't feel you. And I don't know what you're talking about. So why don't you speak to me in the English language? See, we're all merely actors and actresses. And you have to read the script each morning that life gives it to you. You can't go take the street into a boardroom, even though that's what we want to do. And then that's when we find ourselves not being treated fairly because there's no respect and no standards given. We all have to conform into America, because this is white America. And when you're in America, you're going to do what America tells you to do. In a couple of days, we're going to find out what America told us to do. And when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. So customarily, we need to understand what it's going to take for us to win. If you go back to the 50s and 60s with Berry Gordy, you had a clear understanding that R&B music was called beach music. It was only being played on the airwaves of African-American homes and went no further than that. Our faces, black faces, could not appear on those 45s or on those albums. Berry Gordy wanted to have a global acceptance of not just the sound of Motown, but his artists. So what did he have to do? He had to take the Diana Rosses and the Supremes and the Four Tops and the T temptations and put them into an artist development program. He brought in modeling instructors, choreographer, diction, speech, mannerisms. And today we still look at Diana Ross. We still look at the Supremes. We look at the Temptations. All these people are still functioning because they understand about the longevity. Clearly, what I want these millenniums to begin to understand that these are legends. We need to reach out and touch them and ask them how they got screwed to make sure you don't get screwed. Tell me of the trial and the tribulation when you would sing in front of 20,000 people in a theater and you could not come through the front door. Tell me what it was to enter Zane inside of one of the biggest hotels in the world and you couldn't sleep there. We have gone through so much and we don't repeat the history. If we look at the history, and that's why I heard you earlier talking about the importance of voting, damn right we need to vote.
Definitely.
We need to vote. Listen. I ain't telling. I'm not going to no Trump. I'm not going to Hillary. At the end of the day, for me, they're both the same. But one person stands a little bit more honorable. So I'm going to go with the one that appears to be honorable. All I'm saying, don't sit back and think that your vote don't count. I'm a black man and I count. I'm a black man in America, and you're going to know that I count. And the only way you know that I count is that you see that I've registered and you see that I've voted. And it's the same thing with the industry, the music industry. How am I going to remember you if you come and go so fast? You're a one-hit wonder. And you're a one-hit wonder because you thought it was going to always keep coming. And then one day it stops. And then you sitting on the corner with a cup. And I'm not being facetious when I say this. This is a reality.
I was about to say that. That's definitely a hard thing right there. You go on top one. But you're very informative, but like, how is it the artists right now, they don't have artist development no more? Like,
it's called trickery. It's called trickery. They give us our own independent record labels, and they don't enforce the importance of artist development. What they give you is record development for the record. That's it. When the record is over, it ain't important how you speak. It's not important how you can enhance. Everything now is 360, and everybody's going to get a percentage out of that 360 deal. Don't get me into that. But when you take the time out to study and understand this digital direction. Then, you know, people say, well, the music industry is just not what it used to be. Well, what the hell is what it used to be? But it's got to be a lucrative reason of why there's still a music industry. Somebody's making some money. So what
exactly.
We need to do is we need to open up and look between the lines and find out how they're making money. Why are they consistent in making money? Somebody in Beyonce's camp said, why can't she make this money? So she selected the right team of people. And she understood what the loyalty was to the right team of people that she had selected. Anytime you go to fire your father, hey, it's about the business of music.
Exactly.
It ain't about no family and friends and all of that. I got to eat to live. I got a child. So I can't come today and live. I can't make money today and try to live off it 2 weeks. It's gone already. She's a businesswoman. She's a marketing strategist. She can execute idea. She can read. She can write. And I'm not being facetious when I say this. Our young people today are not able to read and write and don't understand the importance of going to college. It's like, don't let people block your blessings. Claim your victory, no matter what. I don't care how they say you ain't talented. Do you believe that you're talented? Do you believe that you got the winning powers to go out here and make a difference? Then go do it. Stand on your own 2 feet. Don't stand on nobody else's feet. Don't stand on nobody else's shoulder until you're ready to stand on somebody else's shoulder. Because if you get on my shoulder and you ain't doing nothing, you weighing me down. Get off my shoulder. Get on my shoulder when you can exercise the right to be mobile and to get things done. Man, it's about winning. And we all got the greatness inside of us to be great, then greater, and then be the greatest. And why can't we? We now have the tools to survive. We got the tools to be someone. And what we don't like about ourselves, we can discard them and make it better, make ourselves better each day. I don't believe in failures. I believe in experience. And I look at people who fall down as sorry people when they can't get up. If you fall down, that's humanistic. But you got to get up. You can't roll in that pity for the rest of your life. I used to be this. Oh, when I was 40 years old, son, I was greater. Where you at now? I don't want to tell those stories.
You always hit them. That's what you always hear too. Like a lot of
the I could have been great, but back in my day and time. Well, this is the day and time, 2016. Be great. Why can't you be great? Why can't you claim your victory? Why can't you have some intuitiveness to stick to what you say you? This is what you want to do. Understand the importance of sacrifice.
Angela, you know, it seems like the millennials, this group seems to be the group that knows it all, you know, and you talked about, you know, they don't know how to speak and, you know, do this or that. And, you know, they want to say, well, this is me. This is who I am, you know, and
And you know what I love to say when they tell me this is me, and I say, well, that's you and this is me. Here's my success record. Tell me when you get to where I'm at. For right now, you need to listen to me. And if you don't want to listen to me, you need to get from in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing for me is that sometimes, you know, when you're raising children, you have to be really, first of all, you have to love them from infancy. And you can't go raising your kid at 16 years old. You got to raise them from infancy. You got to give them love and guidance. And you got to show them and be providers of information for them. You have to give them reasons and excuses and reasons and excuses to achieve. And what happens with the millennium child is that we have to ask the question, how many of our young mothers and fathers are really raising them? Or is it the environment that is raising them? Who's giving them the tender, loving care? Who's providing for them the kind of knowledge that they need to have to survive out here? And that's why I think Black history, the culture of Black people, is so important so that they can see that you don't have to sit on the corner. You don't have to sell yourself. You don't have to sit on the corner and get drunk. You don't have to smoke weed to fit in. I'd rather fit out than fit in. And all back when I was growing up, I fit out. I'd never fit in. Whatever you needed to say about me, you need to say that. And it's so wonderful that I sit back now and can tour the country with some of the same people that looked at me real strange when I was growing up.
Mm.
But I was outside looking in, and now I'm inside looking out.
We can't let these kids
control us. We have to talk to them. And I think that there's a tonality and a delivery of how we must speak to these millenniums. And I think that when we get in positions as entertainers and as athletes, we have to remember how we got there. We can't talk about Black lives don't matter. Well, then don't sell no records. I tell you what, when you don't sell no records, let's see how much you matter.
Because you're not.
You're not going to
know who you are. They're going to forget you that quick.
So don't look at examples like that and think that that's what you should follow. Yeah, I said it. And at the end of the day, for me, we need to be examples for our children. The street, you cannot let the streets raise these kids. And I'm not going to let these corrupt record companies raise them.
I remember talking to you the last time. What is the three? You said it was three record companies that still exist. What are those three record companies?
You know what, man? I don't know. Maybe it's one now. It's Universal. It's Universal and Sony, and I think it's one more. I don't. The last one escapes me. But you have Universal.
Yeah.
You have your Def Jam. And you got Sony. I don't know what the third one would be. But then. Okay, I mean, I like to say in free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last. But I'd like to say take my freedom and orchestrate a record company that's going to be conducive and serve as an example for other young entrepreneurs that's going to follow in pursuit of me. I want to set up a record company that's going to be lucrative for all parties. And I want the artists to understand you cannot be ambitious. You have to be ambitious. Don't be all over the map trying to just get that deal. And then once you get the deal, you didn't read the deal, and it ain't a record company that you signed to. It was a production deal, and now you hating on that your productivity. You don't want to do this, you don't want to do that because you didn't read the contract. You thought it was a record company, and then you find out after you read it and you sign it and they give them $2, it's a production deal. And the production company is signed to that label. You're not. And it still happens to this day.
That's a hard rock to sell. And that's another thing, as I was telling you, and going, being redundant again, the education. Like, the cat, they do not want to read. And me being a choreographer, coming into this industry back in the 80s with MCA and Strong City with Jazzy J from the Bronx and things of that nature, it was like you always had to learn something. Everybody I was around was like, yo, whatever they told me, it was more or less they were telling me, and then they was giving me homework. Like, yeah, I want you to go research this, because I told you it. I need you to find out for yourself also. So a lot of these young brothers and sisters, they just, I don't know, they just don't want to read. It's like they do a couple shows and they're stars already.
Because there's bad examples out here. They're gonna follow the easy yellow big road. They ain't trying to paint no road. They ain't trying to lay no concrete. They wanna know where's the road that's gonna take me to the wizard. And so many people lay down that yellow big road that takes them for self destruction. It becomes
really important, and
you know what? I don't have a problem with them not listening, because it's going to be a time in their life where they're going to think about every damn thing I ever said.
Yeah, I know that's
because
right.
if you think about when your mother and your father told you don't do A, B, C, and D, and you did them anyway, and she would say, I told you, didn't I? And then, you know what? My mother would say to me, I'll let you learn your way. And I learned, and I said, oh, that's what she was trying to say? See, because my mother was gangster.
I know that's right.
And when I say that, I say that with the biggest and the highest compliment. She gave me survival skills at 8 years old. This is what you're going to do.
But look, we're going down. We got a minute and a half left. How can people get in contact with you if they needed to get in contact or wanted more information?
Hey, listen, first of all, they can go to Amazon and buy that book when they can't get me. That's Amazon.com. Or they can go to my website. That's DXXNYC.com. And no, I'm not crazy. They can call me at 201-224-6570. That's 201-224-6570. And if they want to email me, they can email me the the word the Ellerbe, ELLERBEE group at AOL.com.
All righty, righty. Y'all hit right here. Jazzo's World Live, Dirty Basement with Belinda Tata Jane, the media queen. How can I get in contact with you, Belinda?
Oh, I'm on Amazon.com. I have my book, The Power of the Curves. I'm on herdaily.com. You can go there daily for wonderful articles that empower women. And I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So you can find me there, Belinda Trotter James.
Well, that's the end of our show. Thank you for coming out and listening to Jazzo's World. Don't forget, every Monday, Dirty Basement Radio, right here with Jazzo. And we out.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you,
though.
Thank you a million.
Bye.